Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for August 11th. This is your host, Paul White. Can't believe I forgot to throw this in yesterday. We spent several minutes making announcements of things to come and told you about the new midweek content that we'll be posting beginning on the 22nd of August, following our first Tuesday night meeting on the 21st of August. However, I've been holding back one of our Georgia teaching sessions from one of my last meetings with the group. We did a whole sermon on baptism, what water baptism means in the New Testament and what it means for the believer. I've held that whole thing, and I've been waiting for the right moment to drop it. Well, my plan is, in celebration of midweek content return, we're going to post that one Wednesday before we start posting the new midweek content. In other words, August 15th, just 4 days away. So beginning next Wednesday, we will post an audio sermon from a previous meeting in Georgia, and then the next week post the brand new material from the brand new Tuesday night meetings in Georgia. So it actually will begin 1 week early, and this first one will be audio only. All we had on that meeting was audio, but then we will go to audio-video. And I think a lot of people picked up, back in the day, picked up the midweek content as audio only. In fact, I think a lot of people pick up audio only now. However, we make them both available on a normal basis because some people are the other way around. They do video only. All right, that's enough announcements. I meant to do that yesterday and I forgot. 1 Peter chapter 2, yesterday we dwelt on that word therefore. There's a lot more there than we might realize, and we went back to 22 through 25 and picked up some of the highlights of what Peter was giving his audience, how he was encouraging them, and then the therefore makes sense, because once you know who you are in Christ, you see the necessity of laying aside the junk. If you don't know who you are in Christ, laying aside the junk may make your life better in relation to the way you treat your neighbor and the way your neighbor treats you, but it won't make you righteous. So let me just put the icing on the cake. Yesterday I said, if you tell people what Peter tells them in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, if you tell them to lay aside malice and deceit, hypocrisy and evil speaking and envy, then that's a good thing as long as you have already told them who they are in Christ. And he has. He told them about their souls being purified, that they're born again. He even used that phrase, born again, in verse 23 of chapter 1. So then there's something great to know what you ought to stop doing, because it'll make your world better. It won't make you more righteous. You're already righteous. So if you preach to people, teach people that stop doing the chaotic things because you are God's righteousness, and doing chaotic things is beneath you, and doing chaotic things brings chaos into the world, and you're not children of the dark. You're children of the light. You are not children of chaos. You're children of order. You go through some chaos. It makes you appreciate the order. But you're not a product of chaos. You're not a product of darkness. So stop acting like it. Don't be full of malice and deceit and hypocrisy and envy and evil speaking. Now, if you fail to establish the audience in their righteousness, you don't tell them that they're who they are in Christ. You don't introduce them to the born-again life. You don't introduce them to being crucified with Christ, being raised up with him by faith. If you don't introduce them to that, and all you do is tell them to stop doing the stuff, this is where I didn't get too deep into this yesterday. You will actually improve their life as it relates to their interpersonal relationships. I mean, let's be very honest. If you didn't have a born-again experience, you didn't put your faith in Christ, but you stopped dealing with people through malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and evil speaking, you would make your life a little better. You would make your world a little less terrible. You would make relations with your neighbor considerably better. Your life would improve. However, you would not have your heart purified by faith. You would not be born again. You would not be growing out of incorruptible seed. So, while there is utility in stopping the foolishness, it makes your life better. It doesn't make you righteous. If you're already the righteousness of God in Christ, you shouldn't be doing those other things because A, they're not indicative of who you are. B, they make your life worse. C, they don't spread the kingdom, they spread darkness. And so you should leave them alone. Now, I wanted to put that little bow on that, which I feel like I spent so much time in announcements yesterday and today that I didn't get all of that into one podcast. As verse 2, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. This is a phrase that Peter used. Let me give you the early Greek, okay? As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby up to salvation. That's in the earliest Greek, that you may grow thereby up to salvation. Again, we could be referencing backward to that last time's phrase from verse 20, the saving of the people from the wrath against a system to come. But we could also talk about salvation as an ongoing process. Having been born again, we are being saved by God's grace and by our faith in who He is. And so our salvation, while we are born again, is still an ever-going and ongoing thing. As newborn babes desiring the pure milk of the word, I began to really investigate in my own spirit, what does Peter mean by pure milk of the word? He can't mean the New Testament. They don't have it. He's writing it. He doesn't know that. He doesn't, I don't think, mean what Paul's writing. I'm not even really sure he means the Torah. I think they had already begun to see Jesus as the Word. For a refresher on this, I would challenge you to have as your homework, reread the first chapter of the book of John, particularly the first 20 verses or so, and watch John identify the Word, Logos, meaning as being at the beginning and then wrapping itself in flesh and calling him a man, dwelling among us, tabernacling among us. And I think that's what Peter's talking about. Desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Desire the pure milk of who Jesus is, and we grow into salvation from that. Tomorrow we deal with verse 3, that if indeed passage, and we'll help you there, because I think there's something wonderful about that graciousness of that verse. We'll see you then. God bless.